You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I'm glad to see that 30-something percent of Coloradans are now fully vaccinated. Nationwide, it's around 29%. There's also this story. We might talk about this in trending. There's a story about unused vaccines, and the numbers are eye-popping, if you ask me. Anyway, we'll get into that in just a little bit. So I'm glad I want to see this thing eradicated. That's my wish. However, yeah, there have been elements of the lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it, that I've actually appreciated. And one of those was that my stepdaughter stopped dating.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's fully vaccinated and many of the boys are fully vaccinated, she's got a new boyfriend.
Hey, she's ready to mingle.
And yes, for the last, 2 weeks, she's been going out, and it's just, I miss the days of the lockdown.
Have you met the guy yet? Or?
No, she doesn't want anybody to meet him yet. I think it's because, listen, I can talk about this. We're all friends here.
Yeah.
She is that person who wants to be in a relationship until she's in a relationship.
Mm.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on the receiving end of that with people that I've dated in the past who are all gung-ho, and then, yeah. So I'm just kind of counting the days. This poor guy has no idea.
Right. It's when it gets old and
yeah, and doesn't take long before she gets bored with it.
He's always texting me.
Yeah, in the meantime, it's, you know, running out doing this. She came back last night and had destroyed the windshield of the car. I guess some big rock came up on the highway and smashed into the windshield.
Well, that's not the dating fault, is it?
No, but if she had been home like she has been for the last year, she wouldn't have been out doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the step to get her out of the house permanently, though, right?
And
this is the beginning.
We had that talk yesterday.
This is a good thing.
So I said, listen, here's another lesson for you. Here's the insurance company's information. You're in charge of everything with the windshield, right? I'm not going to help you with it. You make the calls. You set up the appointment. You get it done. But the main thing I want to tell you, Jeremy, is that something goes kind of screwy in her head when she gets into relationships. She becomes almost manic. And I'm like, I miss the days. I used to complain, you know, about her just sitting on the couch all day or whatever. Now
now you're like, just stay home.
No, I'm
kidding. You're ruining my car. you're probably going... kissing.
Oh, my God.
And who knows what this guy's got, where he's been.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows the only bringing, good news out of it, I said, house. What's his story? She goes, well, he's obviously a college student like her. And she said, and he's an engineering student.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
That is good.
That's good. He's not like she's
his head
not saying,
on his shoulders.
She's not saying, yeah, he wants to be, you know, a professional athlete. Then I'd be like, oh God, no. He's studying engineering. So
she's with a guy who will be strapped with lifelong student loan debt. That's great.
Exactly right. They might as well learn now.
It's
not fine. You know, you're just a few. Your daughter is six.
I'm laughing at this because the biggest concern right now that she was coloring with markers last night on the carpet, Dom. And
dude, embrace those days. Embrace them.
Yeah, I'm not excited about the dating scene at all, and wondering where she's going to be and what she's doing and who she's with and worrying and. I'm not excited about that at all, but I did get the message from Nicole this morning. She just says, I need a punishment for Lila. Mm-hmm. I caught her lying to me last night, and she says, I walked into the bathroom. She was washing marker off her hands. She had marker everywhere. I asked her what she was doing. She says, it's from school. And Nicole said, really? Because we've already given you a shower, and we've clipped your nails and stuff tonight, and I haven't seen any marker on you. And then she just started bawling, I guess, because she was totally busted. And it turns out we have a very strict no marker on the carpet rule in our house, you know, and she was doing that. So now it's like, Nicole's like, we need to come up with a little consequence for her.
What do you think?
Maybe Nicole's saying maybe no screens for a couple of days.
Sure.
She likes the YouTube kids and stuff. She watches like cat videos and all that crap on there. So So, yeah, that might be what it comes down to.
Take her screens away. What's she left with? More of the marking pens.
More markers. We should be taking the markers away.
You know, the interesting observation I have for you is that kids, this is the funniest thing to me about children. They naturally lie. I'm sorry if that upsets somebody out there.
No, they do.
Children naturally lie their butts off. But what's funny about it is that they suck at it for the first few years.
Big time.
They're really, really bad at lying. And it's almost, you have to try to keep from laughing. Like Lila already getting completely cleaned up and then hours later blaming the markers on her
hand. Right. And I love Nicole just said, really? Because I already gave you a shower tonight and there was no marker on you.
And it hadn't crossed her mind, right? It was the dawning realization that she sucked at lying that made her cry.
She's not quick-witted yet, is she?
But she'll get much, much better at lying.
Oh, yeah.
By the time she's 13, she will be a world-class liar.
Yeah. We'll have no idea she's smoking the pot weed or fooling around. We'll have no idea. I want to keep them in a bubble, man.